I'll always go about it the same way. It's only two games in, so I'm not worried about too much. Again, just trying to do my job and help win games. That's it. So however the numbers turn out, they do. We're not trying to do anything different than what we've done in the past. So we're just going to continue to grind at it, work at it, and move forward.
You don't like the extra attention from Modern, but if the defenses give you extra attention, will you like it if it frees up Randall or Devontae?
Absolutely. I mean, we'll adjust to whatever's out there. That's what you have an idea going into a game what they might do, but you always have to adjust on the fly a little bit. And we have confidence in those guys. I mean, they've all made plays. Devontae showed he can make plays, so now we expect a lot from him. And our run game will get going. I mean, I think the Jets did a good job of, scheming that and making sure they took Eddie out of the game, so it gave us opportunities on the outside.
Does that one game from Devontae where he performed really well mean that that's what you guys expect from him every game from now on?
I will take it. I mean, I'd take some more. I wish he would have scored on a couple of us. But it is. He's making the most of his opportunities. That's what we preach in our room all the time, especially as a young guy. You don't know when you'll get in. You'll get some spot shots, so... you got to make the most of those, gain confidence with the coaches and Aaron, and continue to build on those.
I remember with Jarrett last year against the Browns, you gave him crap for not getting in the end zone the first time. He got it the second time. Devontae came close twice. Giving him any crap on that?
No, not too much. But yeah, I mean, he made some big plays, especially the slant that he caught and got us down there to the opportunity, and then he did a great job on the scramble. Just was about a half a yard short, so. That one's probably going to hurt no matter what year it is. He'll always look back and realize he's a touchdown short.
Jordy, you think the formula's got to be the same with this team? Control that front and the big plays should arrive. I mean, you've been able to gash these teams.
I think so, especially going into Detroit. Obviously, they're going to rely on their front seven. They got a great D-line and some linebackers that have continued to grow with that team. So it's going to be a battle, obviously, on the road, crowd noise. It's going to be a grind. Every division game is. It's going to be tough, especially on the road. So we'll have to, grind it out. And when we get our opportunities to take a shot, we got to capitalize on it.
What do you remember from that game last year, last time you were at Ford Field?
Not much.
Are you waiting for more attention, double, triple teams, as you got off to such a fast start?
I don't know. I don't know if waiting's – I mean, we'll just go with the flow, I guess. We'll study their film and what they're doing and just – prepare for that, and then if they change something on game day, we'll adjust on the sideline. But like I said, we got a bunch of talented guys on this team that can make plays, and if that's what they decide to do, they'll step up and make plays without a blink of an eye.
You've been through these division wars so many times. You've managed to come out on top, NFC North champs 3 years in a row. How important are these games, even early in the season, towards that end goal?
Oh, they're very important. Obviously, our goal is to get in the playoffs and win the division, so obviously that starts with your division games. And we got a nice stretch of them here. So, we got to start off on the right foot here going into Detroit and play quality football. And if we do that, we should come out in good shape.